Now for the morning cruise. Tips from Buddha.
Nah, not those kind of tips. These kind of tips.
It spills back to Hocking. Tracks to the ground that time by Hocking. Hocking towards half forward. Gary Hocking front. Left foot snap, a beauty.
Footy tips with the morning cruise footy expert and Cats legend, Buddha Hocking.
He is joining us on the phone this morning, covered in deep heat, we believe. Buddha, good morning.
Good morning, Millie. Good morning, Mark. Yes, just had to get a crane to get me out of bed, but I'm okay.
Oh, how is the back?
What have you done, mate?
The back and the front is good, but the back is a little bit sore at the moment. I just sort of moving some stuff around home on the weekend and just felt a little bit of a twinge, so I'm like you guys. I'm on light duties.
What's that supposed to mean?
Yeah. And you know what? We had a microwave a wheat sack ready for your chair and everything, but not to worry. Now, Anzac Round's a big one, Buds. Let's get into it.
Tonight we're bunkered down in front of the telly. The Giants and St Kilda, it should be a ripping game.
Yeah, it should be good, Mark. This is up in Canberra. I just checked the weather. It's 18 degrees, so it should be a pretty good game. Normally up there, it's fairly cold and wet and miserable. No one wants to go up there, not even the Giants, but it'll still be a pretty good game. Toby Green's back. He'll provide a fair amount of energy and sparks. So when you've sort of got your tips there in front of you, think about him. I don't think it's enough. I think the Saints are travelling really nicely, won the last four, and they'll win this game.
Is that the guy that bumped into the umpire last year and had to miss a few games?
Correct.
Always
gets into trouble, Toby.
Does he? But a good player, I believe. So who are you going for, Saints?
Saints.
All right, beautiful. Western Bulldogs and the Adelaide Crows. This is in Ballarat, so it's good for the teams out there, that everyone that loves footy. What do you reckon?
I looked at this one, Millie, and I thought it's on Mars. So I'm thinking, why wouldn't they play on Jupiter or Saturn or something like that?
Uranus!
Stop it!
Go to Uranus!
We don't need to go there. But look, I'm tipping the Dogs in Ballarat. It was 105-56 last year in favour of the Dogs. So I'm going the Dogs again.
Alrighty.
God, didn't they play in snow there one day last year? I think it was
sleet.
Port Adelaide and West Coast.
Look, hard to believe, Mark, that Port are winless, although their second half last week against Carlton was pretty good, but under Kenny they haven't won a game. The big thing is Wines is back. He's come back really good from that scare with his heart. History between these two teams. There's been kicks after the siren to win games. Chewy once and McGovern both in finals, I think, to put Port Adelaide out of finals contention. I'm going to go Port just on the back of their second half form last week.
All right, now last week you tipped Frio. You freaked it right in and got it. Are they playing Carlton this week? What are your thoughts?
I really love these two sides, Millie. I think full of just young players, young talent, and they're well coached. They're just playing fast footy. They've got good defence, especially Frio. It's a big shift under Longview, who I work with at Collingwood for a couple of years. He's a really, really intelligent coach, and he coaches team defence as good as anyone in the competition. They score the most from turning the ball over, which is a massive stat in footy. So every time they win the ball back, they generally get a score off it. So I'm tipping Frio over in Perth.
Righto. That's a game you can watch on Saturday night, because we won't be going to Crowded House anymore. They're not coming. Will eventually. You might be going to Rockwiz, but you can watch that on Saturday night. Buddha Hocking, the Cat Great, is on the line. We're halfway through this round, round six. Buddha, from your perspective, from an AFL champ, what's it like to play in the Anzac Day round?
Yeah, Mark, great question. Look, it started back in 1995, but, you know, it's not really about football. It's about the opportunity to represent the people who, you know, served and fell, you know, during those very, very ordinary times many, many years ago. So we're very, very fortunate today. When I was playing, I was always sort of had in the back of my mind, you know, those people who had just given us what we've got today, the opportunity to have a free country and be able to walk around and do what we do. So I know we come together every year, and I think this is growing, you know, this feeling, this sense of getting out there and supporting this occasion. But I think every day we should, you know, when we get up, pause and reflect about how lucky we are, and then, you know, pause and reflect on the people that did serve and have fallen for what we've got. And, you know, be able to go to work and do what we do. Mm. So it was always special for me.
Yeah, wonderful. All right, Boots, we're up to Sunday games. We'll get back to the Cats, as we always do, the very last tip. Let's go to Gold Coast Suns and Brisbane Lions. What do you like there?
Easy one, Lions, Millie.
Beautiful.
Tigers in Melbourne, I'm guessing pretty easy for you.
Yeah, easy, Mark. Although Viney and Lever are out for those tipping. Big Benny Brown's back in, so that'll add a bit of value to Melbourne, tipping Melbourne.
Beautiful. You've got the Hawks and Sydney Swans over in Tassie.
Yeah, Hawks in Tassie is inviting, Millie, but the big Bud is back. We've seen what he did a few weeks ago, kicking 1,000 goals very hard in modern footy, so tipping Sydney.
All right. Now, this is a beauty. At the MCG on Monday, Essendon and Collingwood, let's talk about this game.
Yeah, huge game. Everybody's still trying to get tickets. Even last night, a few of the boys were hitting me up, a few Pie supporters, a few Bomber supporters out there at Leopold trying to hit me up. Surely you got a couple there. I said, no, they're all gone. But massive, massive game. We know Essendon has been under the pump. They've copped it all week. So this is a good game to get your mojo back. They should be jumping out of their skin, plus the opportunity that we just talked about being able to represent on this day. But I like the Pies. They've had some really good ins. They're playing some really good footy under Fly. I'm going to tip the Pies on a massive occasion.
Beauty.
It'll be so great to watch this game.
Yeah, it will be good.
And what it means. All right, let's to wrap up the tips at this stage. North Melbourne and the Cats. This is in Tasmania. North have shown a bit this year. Not quite enough, though.
Absolutely correct. Memo to Chris Scott, if you're listening. I'm sure he does, to Bay FM every morning. You need to be very wary. Don't take this team lightly, as you just mentioned. Don't underestimate them like they did the Hawks last week. It wasn't a great start for the Cats, so you need to learn from your mistakes. Chris and co. Higgins and Radagalia are back, which has added strength to their forward line and also to their midfield. They need just more from Dalhouse. Myers, close, Stanley. Even Dangerfield needs to step up. He's been a little bit off since round one, so... be wary, but I'll tip the Cats down in Tassie.
There are your tips done and done for the Anzac round.